1-888-767-4348. 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text questions can be sent to 411-923 or email info@rosieonthehouse.com to join the conversation in studio with the Arizona Register of Contractors Director, Mr. Jeff Fleetham, talking through, you know, basically what, storm chasers.
What to be careful of right now. And I think we'll start this segment with Jennifer's questions about a two-legged roof rat in a pickup truck she met this week.
You know, I have learned a lot listening to this show over the years. And the other day I pulled up at a neighbor's house, and their neighbor was having a roof put on. And so I came up from the back of, it was a trailer, you know, behind and a truck up front. And in the back, the logo was printed on a piece of like yellow plastic, as in like a garbage bag plastic, and it was stapled up there. So I took a picture and then drove forward and looked back over my, you know, over my shoulder. And the front was a beautiful, beautiful, lifted, you know, highly accessorized black pickup from Texas. So I'm thinking, one flag, two flag. Okay. So then I came home and I looked up, and so some of the things we teach people were okay. You know, he was licensed. The name matched the owner. They had been in business for a while, though the roofing division was only 2 years old. But then I just put their name in the Google search just to see if I could find some reviews. And up pops this video on YouTube. And it's a training of this company. These people had the audacity to put on YouTube themselves being trained by someone who trains salespeople. And they call them knockers in this, you know, your travelers, knockers, whatever. And part of the thing was called hustle. So they're teaching these guys to hustle. And they are teaching them how to kind of manipulate people into, here's how you knock on the door. You can make, we're not talking $100,000. We're talking $200,000 a year. And you can be in all this talk. I was absolutely appalled. It was nothing about the quality of the roof or, you know, how, they talked about wanting to help people, but all they were talking about was how they were going to make money.
I'm surprised it was on YouTube.
Oh, my gosh. I kept double-checking.
An idiot would do that.
They were in their logo shirts. Who in their right mind would hire that?
Here's my team's training.
So as a homeowner, think about it. So either you can hire someone that knocks on your door and has been trained to hustle you, or you do your research, you call someone who cares about roofs and knows about roofs, and you find someone who's reputable and been in your, you listen to Mr. Fleetham and you listen to Rosie and you do it the right way.
So Jennifer, will you send that over to my office?
I will do that for you, yes.
So look, firstly, that's a little troubling. Secondly, for anybody that goes to work for that company, you ain't going to make $200,000 a year.
You know what he called it? He called it the roofing the eighth wonder of the world. That was how they were trained.
Right, yeah.
Because you could make so much money.
Yeah, and but interestingly, the only person making the money is the guy doing that pitch to
these
guys.
Yeah, that's right.
So.
That's right.
Yeah, and he was out of Florida, and he even openly, they were on roofs in Arizona. Right. He's like, I've never seen these. I'm from Florida. We don't have roofs like these. I'm like, so this is somebody that openly has never seen this roof before. You're going to allow to train your company?
Right. So knockers, if someone came to my door and knocked on the door and said, I can offer you this construction service, I would offer them an opportunity to walk off my property immediately. There is no reason for me to hire somebody that comes to my door and tells me something that, you know, your roof looks bad, you're this nice, I'll call my roofer. I'm not going to do business with anybody that knocks on my door. Personally, that's it. I'm just not going to.
And I'm going to recommend nobody do it.
So it's not just, not all those people are. I'm not saying
that's
I'm not saying that. But if someone comes to your door, my opinion is this: get their information, ask them for their license. Most of the time, they don't know what the license is, which is very fun because these knocker guys don't even know what they work for.
Right.
What do you mean a license? I get that. So ask them for the license, the name of the company, and say, "I will get back to you. Give me your name, and I will tell them." When I call them to do business with them, you're the guy that told me, you're the guy that knocked on my door, so you get your commission.
And
that virtually they never do.
And an out-of-state license plate on a vehicle isn't particularly a bad omen either, because
anymore.
every contractor I know is advertising across the country.
Right.
If you're not happy where you are and you're in this trade, we need you in Arizona. Right. So, but it deserves to be a question that gets an answer.
Right.
Okay. So, licensed, bonded, and insured is the standard beginning point for screening anyone to let them work on your property. The warning, the little red warning beacons, should be if they're soliciting you, either by phone or by knocking on your door. That should be a warning sign. It should be someone you know, someone you've researched, and we are going to be flooded by victims in the next several weeks. And we're here to try and protect you. We've got another half hour coming up of doing nothing more than protecting you, the Arizona homeowner.